but including me wants to know, where do I get dry eyes?
They think
ice?
It's magic, and there's nothing magic at all. So here's what I did today. I took the camera, we went out to Smartco in Littleton, and asked them if we could just show people where to get dry ice. So take a look. What's that time of the year, and dry ice is super popular, and you're going to find dry ice, believe it or not, at probably your local grocery store. Just ask the customer service counter where the dry ice is, and they're probably going to send you to a chest that looks like this. Here's what it looks like inside. Always start with the gloves, because dry ice is 110 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. It's about 78 degrees Celsius below zero. So a big chunk like this is about 10 pounds. That's going to be pretty good. I'm not going to use all of it today, and so I'm going to buy a little bit extra, because remember, it turns into a gas. Well, the next thing you need to do is to store it properly. And I would suggest going to the store and taking one of these coolers, a very inexpensive styrofoam cooler. Believe it or not, that's the secret to keeping dry ice. This cooler here will keep the dry ice for about 24 hours, and you're only going to lose about 30 or 40%. And it seems like a lot, but that's great for the dry ice. Don't go and put this in your freezer, because you'll actually trick your freezer into thinking that it's too cold and it will shut off, and then you'll ruin all your food. So just keep it in the chest. The styrofoam is a perfect insulator for it, and you're ready for your Halloween activities. There it is.
What a great tip. I would have dunked it right in the freezer. What a great tip. Don't do that.
Here it is. So this is our dry ice from earlier. And then, so here, I'm going to throw in the gloves or the safety glasses like this. And then you just kind of hit it and break it up into some small pieces. And that's exactly what we have here are these small pieces. And that's what we need for the experiment today.
Oh, okay. Fair enough? Now you know, because everyone wants to know, where
do I get
it?
About $1 a pound. About $1 a pound, and so it's easy.
All right,
so watch this real fast. We've had so much fun with this in the office today. So here's what we have. We just took these red cups, put a hole in the bottom
Oh, hole in the bottom.
And show on the other side, I have a clear one so you can see what's going on. On the other side, I just took a piece of plastic like saran wrap and stretched it over the top.
All rubber banded here, saran wrap.
So now you need a little bit of water, so turn this over here. And so we need some water that goes inside like this. It'll be a little bit wet, but it won't be too bad. Ready?
Right.
And so this goes in here.
Better than being on fire, as I always say.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to put some dry ice in there. So I want the dry ice to go into the cup. And so we want some good bubbling going on down inside.
Oh,
there
we go.
So you get some good bubbling
going right
on.
Away.
Here you go. I'll kind of push it in for you. A little bit more and you're set. Okay. And I'll try the same thing with mine.
Ooh,
what we're actually going to do. There you go. See your little bubbling that happens? All right, so here we go. Get in there.
Which one
so
has
what
the
we're
dry
gonna
ice?
Do. Yeah, so it's magic this way. All right, so watch what happens. Now that we've got this bubbling going on with the dry ice, this will keep the kids busy for a long time. Now watch, you kind of pick it up like this, and now just give a little tap and watch the beautiful little smoke rings that'll show up. Isn't that fun? So see the
look at
those?
That.
So here they are. So we just have
here
to
they come,
so they,
Kim.
There you go. So they see, aren't they fun? So look at these little tiny smoke rings that you can make just over and over and over.
Isn't
we're just
that
using
great?
So a little vortex there, no need for a smoke machine with this one. We're just using dry ice. You're getting these great little smoke rings. And the trick here is just a little tiny puff and you've got it. Isn't
that
fun?
Isn't that
right.
Great?
So we put all the information up online so that you can kind of see what's going on. A whole bunch on dry ice safety. And who doesn't like to make smoke rings?